Do you think the world is getting better or worse? Unsurprisingly, a huge majority of people today believe the world is getting worse. Maybe this global pessimism is the result of a culture bathed in bad news, or maybe we inherently know the earth-shaking truth presented at the heart of this book. Something is deeply wrong with our planet, and we are powerless to fix it. The Great Controversy not only unveils the origin of human degradation, but also discloses the titanic struggle raging below the din of pandemics and peril, corruption and carnage, murder and mayhem. In this astonishing work, you will discover that evil has a face, good has a champion, and sin has an end. If you want to prepare for the end of this world and the glorious world to come, you must read this book. Join the campaign to distribute millions of copies of The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White to people in and around your communities. Contact your local church for more information or text us at +27 73 470 3520. Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Indeed, we are from a broadcast to baptism, and we have come to the end of the week. And today we conclude our discussion regarding unity. And so throughout scripture, Jesus made it clear how important it is for a family to be united in God, rather than wasting their time bickering about who's most important and who is different. So we are going to be speaking to Pastor Mbonde, who is joining us on the line. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good today. How are you, Zanele?
I am good. Mfundisi, are we ready to prepare for the Sabbath?
Yes.
Indeed, Mfundisi. I'm going to ask that before we start, please do pray for us.
Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for yet another opportunity that we are alive and we can call upon your name this morning. We pray for network connectivity as we discuss unity and Christ, our example. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Mpundiswami, let us start off by discussing these three verses. We have the book of Mark, chapters 18, 1 to 6, the book of Mark, chapters 10, verses 33 to 37, the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 24 to 30. What do the scriptures tell us about? What do they talk about? I'm going to open the book of Mark whilst you are talking upon this one.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, those are very interesting passages as we look at how Jesus, our example, was interacting with the disciples, or how the disciples view themselves in their interaction with each other in the presence of Jesus, or as a group of disciples who had been called by Jesus. Yes. I'm listening.
No, you may continue, Mpundiswa.
Okay. Thank you. So you will see it's normal with human beings when we are put together. You look at yourself, you look at others, you kind of like look at what's my position in relation to other people's position, and what is it that I can benefit? Something like that. It's in us. Yes.
Okay, all right. So how important is it, Mfundiswami, for the church to be united? Or how is the unity the only way we can grow the church of God?
You're right. Yesterday, unfortunately, our network could not allow us much.
Yeah.
But you will see that as a church, when we are united, we grow spiritually, Numerically, of course, when people are united, you know, the output or the results, the achievements are great, and it promotes a lot of things like quality fellowship, then good leadership, teamwork, improved relations, and peace of mind. You know, it's very interesting and it's very comforting for one to say, I am going to church where you know I have friends who are genuine to help me, and I'm also genuine and original to help.
Okay, so what examples then should we learn from Christ, that we can now take from then, Mpundiswami, and then we apply it into today's setting?
Right. Like we once discussed, that where unity breaks the ties that exist between individuals, Christ was able to do the same. He could mingle with anyone, bring different people together, trying to unify them in terms of their character, but not suspending their individuality. We talk about it. Yes. So Christ, being our example, he did that with all the humility that should be some of the ingredient to unity. He was humble, he was gentle, he was patient with everyone, and love, of course, dominating. Then if we can also have those components or those ingredients in us, then Christ is our perfect example.
So as we near the close, Mpundiswami, Christ is our perfect example. How then should the youth also take this whole unity of this whole teaching of unity and apply it in their lives? Because these days it's all about me, I. So how then do we proceed, or how do we encourage the youth to be united?
Okay, so learning from Christ, he suffered and he sacrificed himself, right? And he paid a big price. So he lost something for him to gain us, right? Then as young people, as people, we can pledge ourselves just to sacrifice ourselves to lose something, of course, for God. To lose something, to sacrifice something for other people. And by so doing, now, from a faith perspective, when something has been sacrificed in the name of God to the benefit of the other individual, then God is active now as a backup to replace anything that would have been lost in the process.
I see, Mpundiswami. Any closing remarks? That is very beautiful. Any closing remarks for this conversation, reunity?
Yes, maybe just a small call to anyone listening, and to our friends, to family members, to anyone around the world, that when we are united with unity, we can achieve, we can score, and we can reach our destination. By so doing, we become super and better people.
Indeed. Mpundiswami, thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us and also pray for those who will be ushering in the Sabbath?
Thank you. We can pray. Shall we pray?
Yes.
Thank you so much, our God, for being who you are to us. Without you, we have no any other aid. Help us to continue learning how we should be united, how to unite with others, and how other people can unite with us. And may we continue to believe in you as you continue to shower us with all the blessings that are due to us according to your love that is measurable. As we prepare for the Sabbath, how we pray that families unite for one purpose. How we pray that relatives come together to celebrate how you should be celebrated as we rest in the day that you are designed for your people to rest. Thank you so much for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Bonde, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed Sabbath and a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Sam.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.